We want to read today from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 through 31. Turn to somebody next to you there in your living room or across the table from you and tell them, I love going to church with you. Of course, we'd love to be all going to church together, and we're looking forward to that time. Hopefully it's not going to be that long, and it's going to be exciting to come back in and have service in our normal way. But I pray this, I pray it's not normal. I pray it's not church as usual anymore, but God does something special through this time, and we go to a great level that we've never seen before, another dimension, another anointing, that when we come back, it's not going to be church as usual, but there's going to be something different that happens. Amen? Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, thank the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Aren't you thankful for the word of the Lord today? Praise the Lord. I've been drawn to several news articles this past week of different medical experts predicting how they think all of this is going to end. And after reading each of these reports, I'm convinced of this. Here's what I'm convinced of. They really don't know much more than we do. And generally, their answers were all the same. They laid out a best case and a worst case scenario, and then they followed all of that up with the fact that, well, we're just going to all have to wait and see what happens. Now, I don't know what's going to play out, and I don't know if this is going to fade away with warmer weather and then will return each year like the seasonal flu does now, or maybe there'll be enough immunity that's built up among us until we're eventually able to move forward. I certainly think that much of the media has been looking at worst-case scenarios, but the fact is that with all that we can do as human beings and with protecting ourselves and treating those who are sick, the fact still remains that this is much larger than we are. This is greater than what we are, and we're simply going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait to see how things turn out. And so for a few minutes today, I want to talk to us about the blessing of waiting. The blessing of waiting. We don't like to wait. We certainly, I know I don't, and we don't like things to take time. We want results right now. We want the answer today. We want the blessing right here, right now. Not the blessing of waiting, but we want the blessing right now. And I'm with the rest of you today. I am ready for this to be over and forget all of this disruption of life and the stress of all this, the anxiety, the fear of the unknown, the fear of the unknown. And we are all ready to get this over with. And we don't know how long we're going to be in this season. I tell you, would we like to have church on Easter, on Easter Sunday? Of course we would. I would love to. And if we are able to, I tell you, we will all come through the door shouting and dancing and celebrating. And in fact, I hope there's some who's perhaps taken the church for granted in the past, but your mindset is going to change and you're going to make a point to be here in service with us when we begin again. But I don't know if we're going to have church for Easter or not. Maybe we'll do drive-in church if we have to. How many would like to do that? Give us a thumbs up or amen or something for drive-in church. But we are in the waiting. We're in the period of waiting. That's not something that we like. We like to work hard and to fix things. We like to be in control and we like to be able to make things right. But in this great need that is facing our nation and our world, we are in the waiting. We're in the middle of this. And we know it's going to be some time until things come out, but there is progress being made and there is hope. And I want you to know that we've been praying for you and that you'd be renewed in your mind and in your perspective and all of this, that you'd be renewed in your strength. Because the day after day of burden and all of this, it can really take a toll on us. But we have to have the refreshing of God's Spirit to give us strength. And so we are praying for you. Let me give us a great word of encouragement found in Matthew chapter 11 in verse 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Praise the Lord. We are not in this by ourselves. Thank God. But there is rest for our souls. There is help. There is an answer to be found in Jesus Christ. And our own strength is limited. Yes, it is. We're reminded of that right now. And if you're trying to face all of this on your own, I feel for you because we are so limited. And no doubt you're overwhelmed and carrying a heavy load. And we cannot rely on our own strength to get us through this. But we must look to the one who has all strength. We read earlier tonight that in Isaiah chapter 40, our text, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." We're talking about a strength today that is not from any earthly source. It isn't because we have it so together that nothing bothers us and we're not worried about anything. It's not that we're just so brave and that we don't have any fear. But no, in the midst of our weakness and in spite of our fears, we can have strength from God that transforms our life. And I want to tell you, our God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's the one who faints not. He is the one who is never weary. And more than that, he gives power to the faint. Amen. He lifts them up. He gives strength to those who have no strength, to those who have nowhere else to turn, and to those who have no other way to make it. He gives us a way to make it. Is anybody thankful today that we're not in this on our own? Amen. We're not in this by ourselves. If so, it would be easy to give in, to give up, and to lose our mind, to go crazy with all of this going on. And maybe you thought about it a time or two. But just when we think that we can't make it any further, just when we think we've gone as far as we can go, God's strength makes a way for us to go just a little further. Amen. So that's all we've got to do is, God, give me strength just to make it through another day. Give me strength to make it through another week. I don't know about you, but that's how my whole life has been. That's how my whole life has been. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, there's no telling where I would be. But he would give me the strength to make it through when I thought I couldn't make it on my own. It's his strength. It's his blessing that makes a way for us. It's his power that delivers us. Are you thankful for the Lord that's on your side today? I tell you, his Spirit is going to bring us through. And it's a reminder in this time that we truly do need him. We can't make it on our own. We can't do this alone. We need the power of God to move and to work in our lives and in our city and in our nation and in our world. I trust that you've been praying. And we've challenged everyone to be praying three times a day, morning, noon, and night. And we're believing God to bring a swift end to this virus. We're asking for his blessing upon our leaders and our healthcare workers and for his protection. And if you're not praying, then you're trying to face this in your own strength. You're trying to face this in your own wisdom. I encourage you, make prayer a regular part of your day. Take advantage of this time and seek the face of God and let him help you during this season. Verse 30 of our text today says, "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Without the Lord, even those who are strongest are faint and weary. Even those who are young, even those who should have the most strength, without God, they will utterly fall. We cannot make it without the Lord. It's a hopeless case without his strength. Oh, I tell you, it's a depressing situation without Jesus Christ. But I've come to give hope to some soul today. I've come to point out that the word of God has the answer. For they that wait upon the Lord. Amen. It's the blessing of waiting. It's not what we want. It's not what we would like to do. But there is a blessing in waiting on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's the blessing of waiting on the Lord. There's victory in waiting. There's an answer in waiting. It's not always in an instant of time, but it's the blessing of waiting upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That verse could be said like this: those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength. They will gain new strength. Their strength was gone. They were tired. They were weary. They were at their wits' end. But if we will wait on the Lord, if we will turn to him, if we will trust in him, if we will wait on him, then we are going to gain new strength. Amen. How many need some new strength today? Come on, you need some new strength. If we're going to make it through this, we need some more strength. We need some more help because our strength runs out. But if we will wait on the Lord, there is a blessing through this in that God will give us new strength. Psalmist David wrote, he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of salvation and my high tower. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. The blessing of waiting. The blessing of waiting. God will renew our strength. He will give you new strength. Verse goes on and says, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, eagles are absolutely amazing creatures. And I will never forget the time that we drove to Texas from Missouri a few years ago. And they're on a highway in East Texas somewhere, just out of nowhere, this great bald eagle swooped down And we passed by it just at the right moment. And as it was swooping down, it was directly outside my window as I was driving. It was just an unbelievable moment in time there. And we had this moment where we were just looking face to face. And I was right there, just a few feet from this magnificent bald eagle. And then it was off to get a ride or something or whatever it was down after. But it was so incredible. Bald eagles and eagles, they are amazing creatures. Their wingspans can be up to 7 feet or even more. Their style of flying, it is so graceful. They learn to catch the wind. They catch the wind with their wings and they soar. that they can reach about altitudes of over 10,000 feet high. You know, at those levels, you might wonder, how are they able to breathe with little oxygen? But really, they demand little oxygen because they're not flapping their wings like they might would do at lower altitudes when they're taking off. But they're soaring, they're catching the wind, they're extending very little energy because they catch the wind with their wings and they soar to incredible heights. We have a promise from the Lord that if we will wait on Him, if we will wait on the Lord, we're not going to have to extend all of our energy to make it. But when we wait on the Lord, we wait on His strength, and He lifts us up. Oh, thank the Lord for that promise today. And those who wait on the Lord, the blessing is that God renews our strength. He gives us new strength, and we soar to heights that would have never been possible on our own. But He makes it possible for us. Praise the Lord. I predict this today, that if you will take this time of waiting, oh, I know, we want it to hurry, we want it to get on past, but if you will take this time of waiting, and if you will put your energy into getting close to God, so that even through this trial and even through this circumstance that we are going through, God will take you to new heights. He will allow you to soar to heights that you have never before dreamed possible, to new experiences and to blessings that you would have never dreamed of. There will be a transformation in your life, and you will be refreshed and revived by His Spirit, and you'll have strength to carry on. It's the blessing of waiting on the Lord. The Bible says those who wait on the Lord will run and not be weary. Now, I don't necessarily like to run too much. I'm better at a fast walk, but those who run tell me that there is such thing as a runner's high, where it feels like you could just run forever. And it's almost like the adrenaline, the strength comes, and it's effortless, and there's just this surge of energy. And oh, let it be in our lives today that when we are tired and when we are weak and when we're overwhelmed, that the Spirit of God can just sweep into our life and give us strength, that it can refresh us and encourage us so that we can go on and not be weary. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible with the Lord. Things that were impossible without Him suddenly become a reality when we are waiting on the Lord. We can't do it on our own, but through His Spirit, there is the ability. It is the blessing of waiting on the Lord. They shall walk and not faint. Of course, walking is different than running. There are some seasons that we just have to walk through. Oh, we'd like to run. We'd like to put it behind us quickly, but sometimes we can't run. Sometimes we're doing all we can just to walk. Maybe it's a narrow trail. Maybe it's on the side of a mountain somewhere. Maybe it's a hard way to go and we have to pick our way carefully, taking our time through it. But when the walk is hard and when the walk is long, if we can wait on the Lord, we shall not faint. We're in a season of waiting right now. Amen. And none of those medical experts know how long this is going to take. And if I knew how long it would be, I'd tell you, I'd give you the answer today. But I don't. I don't know. But there is one who does know. Amen. There is one who truly knows. He's the one who knows everything. This did not catch Him by surprise. He's the one who sees the end from the beginning. He's the one who exists outside of time. And if we can stay close to Him during this season that we are in, if we can wait on Him during this time, He is going to bring us through. In our text today, the word wait comes from the Hebrew word gava. That word actually means to bind together by twisting. To bind together by twisting. To gather together There's a principle here of waiting that we often miss in our English language. Binding together, twisting. There is a strength that comes from waiting upon the Lord. There's a strength that comes from binding ourselves in Him. There's a strength that we get from intertwining our lives with the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, they that twist themselves in Him and bind themselves to Him. I tell you, we are waiting. We are expecting. We are waiting patiently for. We're not going anywhere, but we are holding on to Him, and we are waiting on the Lord. Jesus said in John 15:5, He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. The blessing comes in the waiting. The blessing comes in us abiding in Him. The binding together of our lives in Him. That's where the blessing comes from. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In this time of great need, in this time of great circumstance that we find ourselves in, in this situation that the world is presently in today, we don't have all of the answers. We don't know how long we'll be here. We don't know how everything's all going to turn out. We don't like being here, but we can't get ourselves out of this. And we're here for this time, for this phase of life. But if we will wait on the Lord, there is a strength that only God can give, and there are blessings that only He can bring, and we're going to be able to carry on without being weary. We're going to be able to go on without fainting, because we have wrapped ourselves up in the Lord. In closing today, there's another encouraging verse in Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him. We have waited for Him. And He will save us. This is the Lord, it says. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Amen. I believe that this church, I believe that you who are listening and watching today, that if we will wait on the Lord, then when all this is over, we will be able to say, you know what? We trusted in the Lord. We bound ourselves to Him. We depended upon the Lord, and we're going to be glad and rejoice in His saving power. If I had all the answers, I would surely give them to you today. But wait. We do have the answer. We do have the answer. It is Jesus Christ. It is His love. It is His mercy. It's His salvation that He paid the ultimate price to give us. I wonder if we could have a time of prayer right now, and if we could let Him minister to the needs in our lives. God, we want You to minister to our minds and in our bodies and to our spirits. And I wonder if we can ask for His peace to touch our lives and to relieve our fears and our anxieties, to give us calm in the midst of the storm and peace in this time of trouble, to be with us in this time of great need. Would you pray with me right now? Dear Lord, we thank You for Your power. We thank You, Lord, that we can trust in You. We stand upon Your word. We stand upon Your promises. And Lord, we admit today that we're overwhelmed. We don't have the answers. We don't have the strength to make it on our own. But we need Your power. We need Your help to make it through. Lord, I pray that You would touch every person. I pray that You would touch every family right now. And that You would let Your power and Your strength and Your peace touch their life. God, renew our strength. I pray that You would give us new strength to carry on, Lord, that we could mount up as with wings as eagles, and we could run and not faint. And we, Lord, I believe that You're going to bring us through, and I pray that You bless every home and every life today with peace and strength and blessings as we wait during this time. We thank You for it, Lord. We praise You for it in Jesus' name. It's the blessing of waiting on the Lord. The blessing is that we intertwine our lives with Him. And we can know that He is with us, that He is going to bring us through. We are not alone, but He is with us. Amen. I invite, as this video closes here today, I invite you to have a special time of prayer with those that you are gathered with right now. Pray that God would strengthen them, that God would bless them. Pray that His Spirit would fill their lives. If you're here today and you're watching today and you need special prayer, if you would call us at 417-866-1120, we'd be glad to pray with you and give you a word of encouragement. We're going to make it through this. We just got to wait on the Lord. Amen. God bless you today.